This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Record-shattering heat is expected in the south through the middle of the week, from parts of the east to the west. One city is about to smash a big record.
For 18 straight days, Phoenix has experienced temperatures of 110 degrees Fahrenheit or more, and today is expected to be the 19th straight day. No other major U.S. city has had a 19-day streak of 110 degree days or 90 degree nights longer than Phoenix. That's according to historian Christopher Burt of the Weather Company. Smaller places have had longer streaks, including Death Valley in California, which has had an 84-day streak of 110 degree temperatures. I'm Donna Water.
John Kerry, the U.S. climate envoy, is in Beijing.
Climate envoy John Kerry has told China's top diplomat that President Joe Biden's administration is very committed to stabilizing relations between the world's two biggest economies. Kerry's met with the ruling Communist Party's head of foreign relations, Wang Yi, telling him Biden hopes the two countries would achieve efforts together that can make a significant difference to the world. Ties between the countries have hit a historic low. Wang says the sides had suffered from a lack of communication, but that China believes that through renewed dialogue, we can find a proper solution to any problems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Donald Trump's landmark case alleging he mishandled classified documents has its first pretrial conference today. Lawyers for both sides will appear before Judge Aileen Cannon in Florida to talk about the rules and procedures that will govern how classified evidence is used in the case. The UN command says an American has crossed the border from South Korea into North Korea without authorization. That American said to be in North Korea's custody now. No further details. This is AP News. Now to that Air National Guard member accused of leaking secret military papers.
The Massachusetts Air National Guard member accused of leaking secret military papers wants to be released while he awaits trial. A magistrate judge ruled in May 21-year-old Jack Teixeira must remain behind bars because releasing him would pose a flight risk or obstruct justice. Teixeira's lawyers are before a different judge and are pointing out the pretrial release of former President Donald Trump and others charged in high-profile classified documents cases. Teixeira is accused of sharing classified military documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and other sensitive national security topics on Discord, a social media platform popular with people playing online games. He faces up to 60 years in prison. Teixeira and Trump are both charged under the Espionage Act. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow gained 76 points yesterday. The S&P was up 17. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.